Hello.
Hello.
Mic check.
Check one, check two.
You're coming in clear.
Loud and clear.
Roger that.
I had to figure out which button to push in this new Twitter or this new Skype.
I can't even update Skype because the new Skype doesn't work with the recorders.
Apparently, they upgraded again because today when I started it improved my experience.
Oh, yeah. They
Now the
improve my experience every
button.
time, so it doesn't work anymore.
Maybe it works now. Maybe that's the improvement.
Well, the only thing I care about is being able to record a podcast and connect.
That's the
And
one thing you
that's the
can't
one
count
thing they
on.
keep just yeah, they upgrade and then they remove the application program interfaces to the or make them private so that you can't access them, and then the auto pickup doesn't work or something like that, and you can't record. The recorder never turns on.
Yeah.
And you can't even manually turn the recorder on because of the way they coded it.
Can't respond to the handshake.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
They changed the code, the secret
Yeah.
code.
So I'm really taking this first and to the next level. I'm scripting the shit out of it.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't want to give a lot away, but I got the first six pages already panel laid. I don't really do a lot of panel layout, but I say how I want the panels laid out, you know? And then I'm starting to work the dialogue, but I'm kind of working on the characters first. So
Yeah, you should.
I got like character names and the backgrounds and the things
Cool.
about, and then I have the general plot, you know, that we talked about with some tweaks to it. And I think I'm gonna try to make this a comic book. Like, this is like my bucket list thing, you know?
Yeah. So this is the idea you're going to go with. And I was thinking about it. It's definitely suited better for, or it would work better as a comic just because the budget as a movie would be too ridiculous to actually ever do.
Yeah.
But a comic, you can do all kinds of crazy
Unless
dinosaurs and
you knew it was going to be successful, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if you knew it was going to be Jurassic Park, then
if you have connections or something.
but this movie, I love sports movies, so I have all that. Plus, I was in athletics a lot, so I have all that.
Yeah, so you can
I
make that.
could drive on experiences and stuff like that, and then I could take other things that I like, which is like post-apocalyptic, and flip it on its ass, which is what I want
Gotcha.
to do.
Sounds good.
It's gonna be fun. I think if I want to do it though, I want to do it right. So, like, I'm only gonna do the first issue and see how it does. Do you know what I mean? It's an indie thing, right? And hire a good artist to actually do the work at whatever page rate I need to do it at, and then figure stuff out. I have enough friends in the industry to help me figure
Figure out
stuff
what to
out
do from
along the
there.
step by step what I need to do.
Yeah. Sounds good. Well, if you need me to look at anything,
Yeah, I got your script. I want to look at that.
the zombie fungus
Yeah,
script and
zombie fungus script is already
it's in the
out
can.
there. It's in the can.
It
It's ready for Hollywood, baby.
is ready. It's ready.
It's in final editing phases right now.
And I think I can manage to get that one filmed. Their problem with it is it's long. So I have to find someone who really likes it and is committed to it.
Yeah.
But I'll do what I can to. Did I tell you that two of my scripts are being filmed, my short films?
Oh no, you didn't tell me where.
Yeah, well, one guy in Indiana is filming one of them. He's filming my Civil War short. And then a guy in Australia is filming I have one about these witches.
Oh, I haven't heard about this one.
He's filming my one about my witches.
How do you get involved like that? You come up with the script.
Yeah, I wrote the, for those I wrote the script and then put them out online and
But what is it? What
We'll
is the
find them.
exchange? It's like anybody could look at it. I mean, what is it like open source? Like it's FOSS, free stuff, or what?
No, not open source.
I'm just saying, like, what is the like agreement? Like, can anybody steal your idea? How's it protected? What? How's that work? Or you don't care at this point?
No, well, for these ones, no, I mean it has my name on it, so it's obviously, I mean, and it's out there with my name, so it's mine. But in terms of the agreements, no, I get contacted by the directors, and then we work out a contract. And I don't need to, but I always do sign contracts just 'cause I like things to be official.
Well, that's great. I can't wait to go to the premiere at the film
The
festival, and you have a red carpet. You fly us in, right?
Of course, it's
I
Sundance. No, I'll definitely send you the link though.
that's cool.
So yeah, so Zombie Fungus will be the next one, but the other ones are only like short ones. This one's the first longer. Zombie Fungus, I think, is like 19 pages.
Yeah, see, mine is definitely shooting for comic book. I have at least 6 issues in mind, but I'm only gonna plot the first one.
You should have an idea of the full story arc.
I do.
'Cause a lot of times you need to know how it ends in order to set up the ending at the beginning, you know what I mean?
You
In
could
terms of
go.
the
You
terms of where
could
the
go that. You
characters
could
end
go
up.
that way, or you could do the DC Challenge comic, like where somebody hands you off. You finish one and you take off
Finish one
from there.
page, yeah. Draw the gutters on.
I think I've always been fascinated with that because in elementary school we would do that, or middle school, like just these st stupid stories where you'd start it and somebody else would take over. And you just give them the end, this is what I have. They take off, and you don't know where the hell it's gonna go.
Yeah, but those usually don't turn out very well.
Yeah, but I'm a single source.
But you're handing off yourself,
I'm
so
ha yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Now I'm just saying that you want to make sure that if there are things at the end that you want to pay off on, that you have set them up properly at the start, so because you can't go back
Oh no, you just roll with it.
and
This is
change the first issue,
this
so
is a B film. I could do anything I want.
you
I've
can
studied under
introduce new stuff at any point.
Ed Wood, the best of the best. I could do whatever the fuck I want.
You've watched every cheesy movie on
I
Netflix.
have. I've sat through Keith Knudsen movies. I could do anything I fucking want. I could be as pretentious as I want. I could be as not pretentious as I want.
You've seen
That's
everything.
the beauty of it. This
Well,
is just for fun. It's like not for profit. It's just to do something that I think I can do. I've seen enough film and read enough comic books to more or less know what I need to do.
yeah.
So
Should be
we'll see.
good.
Yeah, it's you know who started drawing pages for me was Kiss Gamble. On Twitter, he started drawing pages. I don't know if you saw him. He's he
I didn't
really
see
he
him.
really listened to our last episode, and he's like, I want to
Started
start drawing
sketching it up.
pages. Yeah.
It's on fire. I can't stop it. It's a
Yeah.
moving train now.
It's a hot property, man.
Yeah,
And uh
I need to work on my next comic script. I did one already, but I don't really like it, so I'm gonna do another one.
Well, Kevin Van Hooks wants to read it, the creator of Bloodshot, and he's kind of like in comics slash film.
There you go.
So it'll be fun.
You should actually take him up on that and send him the script when you have it, because he'll probably actually, if he's willing to give you feedback,
Yeah, I will.
that's feedback you can't buy, so.
Yeah.
Make
Yeah.
use of it. A pro.
And then I was thinking of another idea.
Uh-oh.
I was thinking about there's all this post-apocalyptic movies. Well, I want to do a pre-apocalyptic movie. How I got there. And it's a trilogy. It's called Pre-Apocalypse, Apocalypse, and Post-Apocalypse.
There you go. Actually, my book is actually a pre-apocalyptic book.
Nice.
The book that I need to go back and
And
finish or
finish.
edit. It's done. I just need to edit it. It's a mess right now. That's the one I wrote for the NaNoWriMo challenge. We write it in a month. I gotta go back to it. It's good though. I like that story. I need to go back to that at some point. Yeah, it's pre-apocalyptic.
You'll be closely involved with this as I get pages done just to see what you think.
Yeah, definitely.
You'll be on the loop.
Rip the shit out of it
I'll
if you want
scan
to.
shit, yeah. You can redline it, whatever. Although I'll say no, that I need that.
Yeah. Well, that's the trick to getting feedback is to understand that you incorporate you try and understand where the person is coming from and then incorporate what you feel you need to and then some stuff.
Without losing your vision.
Yeah, and some stuff you can just ignore if you disagree with.
Yeah.
But in a lot of cases, if you can understand, you don't have to make the change that a person suggests, but if you understand why they made the comment, then you can figure out what you need to change. Usually it's just to make something make more sense because they didn't
Or
understand it.
to make you think about it, yeah.
Or give you, yeah, or show you that you need to maybe expand in certain areas to
The
make stuff make more sense.
part that I have trouble with is the part that a lot of people complain about, right? They complain about, oh, this first issue's all set up. See, I don't mind that because you have to set up.
You have to set up, but you also have to hook.
Well, I think I got the hook.
If you don't hook them, then.
I think I got the hook at the very end. But to me, characterization's so important.
Sure.
And I need to establish these six or seven individuals, especially my lead character, because my lead character is driving the whole story.
Right. Yeah, if you don't care about your characters, then you're not going to care about what happens to them.
Plus, there's a lot of interesting things that are there. I just know that some of my favorite movies are where the good guy doesn't always win.
That's true.
And it's heartbreaking, but I love it.
That's like in Zombie Fungus.
Yeah.
Things may not turn out well for everyone in that movie.
Especially that Mike character.
Especially Mike. Yes. Main character's name is Mike. No.
You need that little disclaimer. These aren't based after real
Yeah, not based on anyone or
characters.
not based on anyone in specific.
This guy does a Geek Brunch podcast, and we're gonna kill him off.
Yes, definitely you and Micah are not in this movie, and you both do not die. I did not kill you both. Definitely.
So speaking of movies, did you watch any?
Yeah, I watched some movies.
What'd you watch?
Watched that one movie that you watched.
Starship Troopers?
Stargate. Wait, what?
Starship
Yes.
Troopers. Stargate.
Stargate. Yeah, Starship Troopers episode 2.
Ah. This is my second watch through this. And
Ah.
what triggered it was I watched Starship Troopers Invasion, which is a animated series, but I liked it so much that I wanted to go back and watch the whole thing. 'Cause Starship Troopers, I've watched the first one maybe 15, 16 times. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
I like the humor. And I like the characterizations, like you have the pilot, you know, you have the main marine, and you have the guy that's really smart and he can like sense the future and stuff. And they're buddies that kind of went through high school all the way to this. And in this one, it really doesn't have any of that characters other than they're on a bug world.
They
And
have no, they have. Oh, you mean the same?
it doesn't have any of the same actors from
Right.
the
The, yeah, no, all the characters are new. They're just other
all the
troopers.
ones that survived in the first movie are not in this one. These ones are all new troopers. They're on the ground. They're all Marines. There are a few scenes with the pilots at the very end, but they're on the bug world, and they
Right.
have.
They've gone to the bug world. Well, it's because I guess at this point we've been going up there, right, and trying to we're taking the fight to the bugs.
Yeah, we're trying to be proactive. And what's really cool about this series is, at least the movie, is it flips it on its ass, at least I think it is. It's like we're taking the fight to the bugs, but are the bugs really taking the fight back to us? Did you get that?
Sure. Yeah,
Because
because
of
and
the
what
way
happens
that
in it?
what happens in it. And the other interesting things about these Starship Trooper movies is they appear almost every 4 years. So there's a Starship Troopers, there's Starship Troopers 2, there's Starship Troopers 3, and then there's Starship Troopers Invasion, which is an animated version.
Now, is that just a movie or?
It's a full-length movie, and there's
Yeah.
nudity in it too.
There is animated nudity.
There's animated nudity.
Animated
Yeah.
boobs?
There's some fucking in there.
Really? What is this, anime?
Yeah.
This is your first step towards anime, you realize.
No, just because there's fucking, I've seen Heavy Metal. Haven't you ever seen Heavy Metal? That was an anime. There was a lot of fucking in that one.
There some anime in that?
Was there?
I don't know. It's been a long time. I guess it's more fantasy.
I remember there was a lot of titties in Heavy Metal.
Well, that's their thing. That
Yeah.
was their thing. Like remember when you're young, you always wanted to get Heavy Metal magazine.
I remember there was a taxi cab one that I enjoyed, and they had like great music. Like they had Journey and Sammy Hendrix and all Sammy Hagar. Who's
Sammy
Sammy
Hendrix.
Hendrix? Purple Haze.
That's Jimi Hendrix's
Purple
other
Haze
son.
can't drive 65.
I can't drive 65 because of the purple haze.
Purple Haze. But it's a great soundtrack. It was awesome. And when I saw it, yeah, I don't know how it held up today. I haven't seen it forever, but at the time I was a teenager, probably close in high school, and I saw it on videotape, and I thought it was amazing.
Right, because back then there wasn't a lot of adult animation,
Yeah.
if there was any at the time, actually. I don't even know. And
Right. And there was cussing. It was very mature.
it was perfect for us because it came out right as we were growing too old for the animation that we grew up with.
Yeah.
Like all the shows.
They're saying, hey,
And
look, we could put titties in our animation.
we're like, we're getting a little older, and it's like, we still like animation, but we can't watch, Superman. And his amazing friends, Spider-Man, Super Friend. What was the Super Friends one called?
Between me and you, forget it. Challenge of the Super Friends?
Don't remember. What was the cartoon with the Wonder Twins?
The Wonder Twins was Super Friends.
Yeah, Super Friends.
There was Super Friends went from Wendy and Marvin and Wonder Dog to the Wonder Twins, to Challenge of the Super Friends to the Super Powers Galactic something or another Super Friends. That's where it had Firestorm and Cyborg. I watched it all because I'm just a DC
Yeah.
freak.
I flipped around. I admit
Yeah. But this was
I
a
flipped to the
I'm sure you did.
Smurfs.
You had the hots for what's her name? There's only one
Smurfette.
female, Smurfette.
Yeah, Smurfette. Created by Gargamel.
Yeah. They were all dudes. That's why you were attracted to that.
Those are all dudes. Yeah,
Yeah.
shirtless dudes.
Shirtless dudes. Blue shirtless
Blue shirtless dudes.
with hats. There's only one female, and it was a villain created by Gargamel. But I think that in the animated Smurfs, they added a few females towards the end, I think.
Yeah, I know in the
Like a
comics that
brain.
Gargamel created another one, another female. I don't know what happened to her, though.
Didn't read the comics.
I only know my son reads them, so.
Those little PVC figures were really popular, though, when I was.
Yeah, I had a shit ton of those.
Yeah. I never had any, but I know a lot of people that did. I just wanted the Smurf stand so Spider-Man and his amazing friends came on, and then I was
Dude,
happy.
like, screw that. Give me my Migos. Give me my $6 million man so I can look through his head.
Yeah. Harley, you got grass all over your ass. She looks like a hot mess. First, she peed on the deck because there's snow. And then she looks like she's been rolling around in the grass. But this Starship Troopers.
So okay, you want to know what? Here, you want to hear what I thought of it?
Yeah.
So I started watching it, and I absolutely hated the first 5 minutes of it.
Yeah,
Like hated it. It was
it's
awful.
bad. And
It's terrible.
the film is the filming of it is horrible, even the effects.
Yeah, it's jumping around. It looks terrible. The
It's like dark. It's like dark, and all you can see is the flashing of the guns, and they're not even aiming the guns. They're kind of just going, ah!
And then there's creatures that don't even look like they're in the same shot as them. Like they put it put together in post, obviously. And then the dialogue was bad. And they have like the advertisements for like recruiting people, and it's just so cheesy, like join the battle or whatever. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so terrible.
Yeah, when I saw it the first time, I hated it.
Yeah, and I was like, God damn it, why did I'm not gonna watch I'm like, I have to keep watching it because I don't think I was gonna watch it. Like, I'll just rip on it. This will be like a DC Noise challenge. But then, once they actually got to the base,
That facility, and they got
yeah,
that one guy out of that little
out of the
cell.
jail, yeah, then it
It
got
got
good.
interesting. It got really interesting
Yeah, then it
because
got
it.
good. It was like, wow, that's weird. I think, because then they didn't have to worry about special effects and all that, and they just got
Yeah.
down to the characters and the story.
Yeah, they did. It is a bunch of soldiers that go to this one abandoned fort
Yeah, it's
or
like an outpost.
abandoned outpost, and they're running from the bugs, and the bugs like pretty much have them.
They're everywhere
They're
surrounding them.
everywhere. They're surrounded,
Like thousands of them.
and some of the soldiers are injured and stuff, and they bring them in.
A bunch get killed.
Yeah, and there is a soldier that they find in like a cell, and they're like, "What the fuck is going on here? Why is this guy in a cell?" And one of the they have the ability. Some of those people have the ability that are usually officers to touch something, or to they could see the future or in their dreams. And she's one of those, and she actually touched the prisoner and saw that this guy was just and let him out without that lieutenant knowing about it. And that lieutenant was like,
Well, because everyone else is like fighting off the bugs
yeah,
upstairs.
well, this was a weird lieutenant because he would just have his hat and his little comm line or whatever, and he would just be shouting. And if I was a lieutenant and fighting, I'd want to have a weapon with me, shouting and leading with the weapon.
It seems that was the guy with the mustache.
No, it was the guy with that was clean cut, and he was like passing out and having like PTSD for a little
Okay,
bit, like freaking out.
yeah.
He was actually in charge of that small band until the general came.
Right till the general came.
Until the general came, then he was in charge. But this guy, the one guy that was in the cell, could tell that this guy was a total joke. And he kind of like changed opinions of some of the soldiers, and And then just weird shit started going on. They actually got the bug lights on, which if you've ever put like mosquito bug lights, you know, it was
Yeah,
essentially they put up zappers around the outpost. The
the
one of the technical guys got really good and set that up. He set the zappers up. Plus
Oh,
they
'cause
were.
the guy in the well, the guy in the cell knew the outpost, so he told them like how to get stuff back up and running.
Yeah, so they actually were able to get stuff up and running and go out and save the general and a couple other people. And then things just got weird.
Want the next one?
One of the
My son has come in. He wants the next volume of Little Lulu.
Oh, okay. You can get the Little Lulu and I'll wait.
Think I can reach it. This will be a challenge. Let's see how long my arms are. Oops. Okay, hang
The whole bookshelf came coming down for Little Lulu.
I'm back. He's on volume. He's on volume 15.
That's impressive.
He's a reading machine.
I never read Little Lulu.
It's the great John Stanley.
Yeah. I'm aware of the character, I just never read it.
Yeah. Well, the character is created by M Marge Buell or something like that.
It
And
was
then
in the
John.
Sunday Funnies, right? Sunday papers.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then, well, there was, I think,
I used to
there
skip
was
it.
comics too back in the day. But then John Stanley took over and he did it for many years. And I have all the Dark Horse reprints of his stuff.
Cool.
So my son's going through them now. Voraciously.
You raise the kids right.
That's right, Green Comics.
Yeah. It's where it's at.
What
So
were you saying?
they're in the outpost and then things get weird. This female character called Soda.
Well, because at one point, like a group of people who were out in the field came back, right?
Yeah.
The main general guy and some other people.
And it started, the general was okay. It started with that medic, right? One of the medics
Yeah, I don't.
that thought he was hot shit. And he gave it to Soda, who was a female that was injured, I think. And
Right.
she was naked most of her appearances,
The
like
rest of the
and she was just like a lure. Like she even went to the one guy that was in the cell and said, "Let's get it on." And he said, "No, give me push-ups." So this guy was all about business. He
like, yeah,
didn't.
you got a lot of pent-up energy, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah,
Why
I
don't you come
wanted.
over here? All right,
But
drop and give me 100.
it got really interesting because then it turned into like an aliens thing or like the thing. Where this
Right,
these
the
bu
alien force is
these bugs were being put,
taking over people.
yeah, they're taking over people and they're going in through the orifices, like the mouth or the nose, and they would go in and attach themselves, and then they would control that person, even though that person seemed to talk okay and to move around okay. There was only one of them that got really fucked up, the technical guy.
Yeah, he fell apart for some reason.
Yeah, I didn't understand that because he got infected and his like arm started to fall off and his eyes turned like bright red and he started to look more like a bug.
His skin fell.
Yeah, but the others it didn't do that to.
Well, the one guy started to, because remember his thumb was turning black.
Yeah. So he must have been infected really
He must have been
early.
the yeah. He must have
But
been one of the
the
first
interesting
ones.
thing is I think they still have, at least early on when the bug is in them, they're still sort of themselves, because one of the sergeants gets infected, and she actually does a bunch of heroic stuff before she dies.
Was she like that was I didn't really quite understand all of that 'cause she took all those needles right and injected herself.
I didn't understand the needles.
Yeah, I didn't know what was in the needles. I I don't know if they.
So you think what was in those needles allowed her to do what she did?
Yeah, I think it was like fighting off the bug or killing the bug or something. It
Oh,
was inside
okay.
of her. Or
So
else it
that's
was like
why.
a, or else it was adrenaline or something. I don't know what it was.
Whatever it was, she was able to sort of
Yeah,
keep her
fight it
composure
off.
and fight it off. All the others just got assimilated. And it kind of ends with one of the heroes getting away. And who knows what's going on because she was pregnant. And then that one guy at the end of the movie makes a stupid ass remark like, let's feed him to the birds, or I don't know what he says. That's just like, in other words, he's going to become another piece of food that we'll throw into the fight later on, and he'll end up dying.
Oh yeah, that was oh the to the baby. Yeah,
Yeah, he says
I
that
didn't understand that either. That's why the ending also went back to like the bad
to
dialogue.
the bat. It went back to way it was at the
At the
beginning.
beginning, yeah. the ending was bad. Like it, they should have ended it like when she took off in the plane.
Yeah, I don't know why the beginning was so bad, because it didn't have to be, you know what I mean?
I know, it's almost like they added the beginning and the ending on like later because they
Later, because they need th we need
felt
to
they
say
needed
how they
to.
get to the outpost, right?
Yeah. If you cut out the beginning, cut off the beginning first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes, then it's a great movie.
It's a pretty good film, yeah.
Well, not a great movie, but it's
No, it's a decent
a decent,
sci-fi.
yeah, sci-fi B movie.
Yeah, I saw that one, and I saw Invasion, and different kinds of bugs. I like Invasion because it focuses back on the original
Team.
characters. Yeah. The only thing is, it's a little confusing to see them animated and know it's them. You have to wait till they say the names and they start associating with each other, because
Okay.
the animation isn't like the actor. Do you know what I mean? Doogie Howser, the one actor that plays that guy, is not Doogie Howser.
Okay, so they've changed. It's the
Yeah.
same characters, but different.
It's the same character, but it doesn't have a actor
Right, they
look.
didn't use the actor likenesses
Yeah.
because they didn't want to pay for it.
Right.
So, have
So
you seen the third movie?
the third one I have not, but it has one of the actors in it.
From the first one or
And
from
the
the
first
second?
one, the one Marine. He's the one name I should know, like what his name is. Starship.
I got another question about the second one. Whose baby was that? That the woman was the one who was pregnant. Who made
Oh,
who got
see,
her pregnant?
she said that her boyfriend was there with her, and then he got killed.
Oh, that's right. He
She
was the
was
guy.
killed.
Yeah, he
Yeah,
died
she
on
was
the field. That's right.
dead on the field. So, where's the actors on this nonsense?
And it bugged me that that one soldier woman had like a toothpick in her mouth the whole thing, time.
She had a what in her mouth? A
Toothpick.
cigar?
Well,
Oh.
before the cigar, she had a toothpick.
You mean the one that was able to fight off the bug with the
Yeah,
needle?
eventually she had the one that found the cigars.
Yeah, she
'Cause
was like the
she had a
tough.
toothpick first and then she had a cigar.
Yeah, she was
I know, she
like
was tough.
the tough woman thing.
I'm
It was
the symbol of toughness.
Johnny Rico's in the third one. Casper Van Dien.
Okay.
And Dina Mayer, Dizzy Flores, she's the one that died. And Denise Richards was Carmen Abanez, and she lived the first one. And Neil Patrick Harris was Carl Jenkins. So, like, if you watch the animated one, you should watch them in order, though. It's Starship Troopers, Starship Troopers 2, Starship Troopers 3, and then Starship Troopers Invasion. But Carl is Neil Patrick Harris's character is in the animated one. So,
Okay.
yeah, I should. That's the next one I'm going to watch, is Starship Troopers 3.
Third one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should watch it just 'cause I need to go back and watch the first one again.
That one, unfortunately, is not on the streaming.
Not
Everything else
streaming.
is. Just not the first one. The most popular one isn't on there.
The good one.
Yeah, so the only.
Although to watch the second one, you don't need to know the first one.
At all. But it's a good thing to know, because then you probably wouldn't make it through the first 5 minutes of the second one if you didn't watch the first one. Wouldn't you agree? If you didn't watch the first one and you saw the first 5 minutes of the second one, you'd probably say, "What the fuck is this?" and just stop.
I don't know if that would help. I think unless you know that it gets better, then there's no way you'd make it past
But
the
at least
first
with
5 minutes.
Starship Troopers, you at least know what the premise and stuff is.
Yeah, I guess
If
if you
you
care.
jumped into two, you don't even know where you're at.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out. It was aliens attacking us. The end. Right? I mean, what else do you need to know?
You watch anything else?
I did. I watched Academy Award nominated Boyhood. Is that what it's called? Boyhood?
I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, Boyhood by Richard Linklater, later, which is nominated for, I don't know what it's nominated for, Best Picture probably. I should look it up.
Is this on Netflix?
No, this was a
Library.
library release. Yeah, I think it just came out. I was actually surprised. I must have been early on the list of holds. Here, Boyhood nominations. Yeah, it's nominated for Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Director, Best Actress, Best Original Screenplay, Best Film Editing, etc., etc.
What did you think?
It was really good. It's long. It's like about 2 hours 45 minutes, I think, something like that.
Yeah.
And it tells the story of a kid and his family from, I think, from the age of 5 to 18. So his whole childhood, basically. It starts. So it's him. It starts out with him, his mom, and his sister. And they're divorced. She's divorced from their father. The mother is Patricia, played by Patricia Arquette, and the ex-husband is played by Ethan Hawke. And they see their dad on, like, or I think, let me think when it started off. Oh, their dad had just come back. He was in Alaska, like, probably working like the fishing boats or whatever. For a year, and he's back in town, so they start seeing him like every weekend, and you get the sense that he kind of was like he's a musician, kind of like a drifter, and goes off on all these adventures. So their marriage didn't really work out. She's I can't remember what her job is at the beginning of the movie, but she wants to go back to school, to work on her education. And I think they married and had kids pretty young. So it kind of follows them through the years where you see she eventually goes off to college and gets her degree. She remarries. That doesn't work out. He remarries. And you see, basically, you follow the main character is the boy, obviously, because it's called Boyhood. And I can't remember what the actor, the kid who plays the boy is.
What's his name? Tommy?
The character
Yeah.
Mason,
Oh, he's
played
played
by
by Eller
Eller
Coltrane.
Coltrane. Yeah. Now the interesting thing about this movie, so I didn't know anything about the movie because I always like put these movies on hold at the library when they come out in the theater, and then they show up in my hold box at the library or on the hold shelf at the library.
Yeah.
And then I just watch them because I don't really do any research or anything on them. Because I figure
Did
I put them on my.
you watch this by yourself, or Melanie watched this one?
No, I watch it by myself.
Ah, it
And
sounds like something she'd be interested in, though.
Yeah, I think she would be.
Yeah.
So I'm watching it, and it shows like the kid. So it starts out when he's 5 and he's growing up. And I'm like, damn, the actors they got for this movie were awesome because they look like they picked actors that look like almost identical to, or looks like it could be like the older age of the next kid, you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
I'm like, they did a really good job. And I'm like, the only way they either, and I said, they either did a really good, like really searched really hard to find actors, or else he filmed this over a long period of time. And then I looked it up, and it turns out he filmed it over 12 years.
What?
So that's kind of the gimmick of the whole movie.
That's insane.
Yeah, so basically they got together probably once a year for 12 years and filmed this movie over the years. Which is like insane and amazing all at once.
Well, it just
And the
seems
movie.
like, how do you keep something like that going? Do you know what I mean? Because
Well,
people
that's
just move on.
right. Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, because you have to have people that are willing to come back. Like, and it's going to be hard to get all these people together, right? Every year or whatever. I don't even know how. That's the one thing I didn't like on this DVD. There was no, like, no commentary and no special features. So it's like, damn it, I want to know how he did this. But yes, and then the movie itself is really good. I mean, I enjoyed it in watching like this kid's journey through life, so it's definitely recommended. And it was a, I think it's a, an undertaking that probably few directors could do. Richard Linklater did it. But he's done some. I've liked most of his, all of his movies
I
that
wonder
I've
if he's
seen.
f wealthy person.
Well, he's done. Of course, my
I wonder
favorite
if he, I
movie
wonder
is.
if he's naturally wealthy, 'cause I just don't see somebody even investing into something over a 12-year period. Do you
Oh,
know what
how
I
he got the money to
Yeah. Well,
fund it.
you're talking about process, and that seems like a incredibly horrible process.
Yeah, it'd be hard to get investors. I'm
Be,
gonna
be,
make this
because
movie.
like if I'm a producer and you're trying to convince me, well, you're gonna okay, you have 2 years to make it, and then it's gonna be released, and I'll try to get my money back,
Right. Yeah, you're saying.
or at least start making profit. And you're telling me that I'm gonna be paying for something for 12 fucking years. And I won't know how it's going to turn out. I don't.
Yeah, so it'll probably
If
be like
you're a
15
producer, you
years
say,
before you
"What if
see
I'm not
money.
alive in fucking 12 years?" You know what I mean? Some of those old producers are old. They're like, "Fucking, what am I going to be doing in 12 years?" I don't know. That seems like a pretentious. It's a gutsy, artistic, and the right thing to do, but it makes no sense.
Right. Yeah, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, it makes no financial sense unless you say we're going to film this. It's going to take you 2 days unless you're incredibly efficient when you sign this contract. We're going to take 2 days of
Two
your
days
time
every year.
every 2 years, and then we're going to be done. You know what I mean? That's
But
weird.
you
That's a
still need,
weird fucking
someone
thing.
still needs to put money in that they're not going to see any return on
Oh
for
yeah,
15 years.
that's the insane part that I don't understand. So you're either like already wealthy and you can do this, like you can
Yeah,
afford, you don't
self-funded.
you do not give a fuck about money, 'cause you might not ever it might never come out. 12 years is a long time.
Yeah,
You
things
might
happen.
get you might get halfway through and say, "Oh shit, I don't even want to do this anymore." You know? Or you lose your lead actor. What do you do then? CGI? I don't know. That's weird. That's a weird. That's and not to have any DVDs. Man, you should figure out what they did. That's weird.
And it's cool, like you think about like the actor who played the kid, and I looked him up on IMDb, and it didn't look like he really did anything else during that time. So basically, he's been doing this movie for 12 years.
Wow.
He's been an actor for 12 years, and
But do you see,
finally, it's coming
but
out
what's
now.
essentially wasting his time too? Because now he's nominated, or his movie's nominated,
Right, for
and
work he did when he
for work he did when he was a
12 years ago.
child, and he's being awarded 12 years later, and he might not even be as good as he was when he was 12 years old. You know what I mean? He might not be. You got a phone call.
Hello? Go to hell.
Jeez.
Oh, wait.
Do you need
Hello?
to answer it?
I'm on an important call. Yeah, no, Geek Brunch podcast. Yes, the Geek Brunch podcast.
The Geek Brunch.
Yes, it's episode one. No, two. Well, episode two. I don't know, 30 or something.
Are we in 200s?
Aren't we?
I thought we were in the 100s.
Episode 199. No, we're
Oh no,
past 200.
we're past 200, huh?
Hang on, let me look it up here. If you want information, you just go to a geekbrunchpodcast.com.
Dot com.
That's
We're in
right. Yeah,
219, episode 219.
it's 219. Yeah, we're on Facebook. Yeah. Just look for Geek Brunch Podcast on Facebook. Yeah.
Who is it? A wrong number?
What? No, I'm not interested. Thank you. Bye.
It's the wrong number. How about that?
I like to whenever I get a
An unknown.
telemarketer call, I like to promote the podcast.
Can't you see I'm busy?
Can't you see I'm busy?
I record a Geek Brunch, and then you throw a geekbrunchpodcast.com. You should check it out. You're basically throwing back sales at them. There you
Yeah,
go.
reversing it
You
on
reverse. That is super intelligent
Yeah, I
and
only have a minute. I'm
pretentious.
busy. I'm recording.
Oh,
Oh, what are you recording? My Geek Brunch podcast. It's available at geekbrunchpodcast.com. Thanks for your time.
never thought of doing that. I'm gonna start answering all those unknown phone calls now,
Geek
because
Brunch?
it. Hello, is Michael there? Yes, I'm recording Geek Brunch. I'm busy, kind of busy. What do you want to donate to? I'm recording Geek Brunch at www.geekbrunchpodcast.com. You should check it out. We talk about movies and stuff.
You like movies? What about
How
TV? Do you watch
about
TV?
comic books?
Do you eat food? Do you like eating food? Oh, you'd love our show. You should check it out.
Oh, we gotta go. We're recording. Bye.
Yep. Oh, gotta go.
That's a genius.
Gotta go.
And plus, it
You know,
probably reduces your phone calls.
that's right. They're not gonna call back. That's a tip for all you comic book creators too, or if you have a web comic or something.
What, but don't you charge
Perfect.
for that kind of advice? If you use this advice, you at least got to send $1 to Bill Bummer.
There's a donation button on our website
Is
on
there?
geekbrunchpodcast.com. We need to put one up.
Donate.
Derek, we need a button.
We want a donate button. check out Boyhood.
Yeah, Boyhood, I liked it. It
Might
was
take
long.
12 years to watch, but you'll enjoy it.
And you can watch the actors get old.
Yeah. That's a weird strategy.
I do like Richard Linklater, though. Dazed and Confused is one of my favorite movies.
I never seen that. What
You never
else?
saw Dazed and Confused?
No, I thought it was a drug movie.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not interested in drugs.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Unless it's Cheech and Chong. Is Dazed and Confused like Cheech and Chong?
No.
Well, then
It's
I'm
high
not.
school. It's high school in the 70s. Sports, there's sports in it.
Oh, okay. What else has he done?
Slacker. That was, I think, his first one.
I don't think I've seen that
That's a
either.
weird one. And he did the, after, whatever, what are those called? Before Sunset, After Midnight, Before Sunset.
So is
Those.
this his wife, Lauriella Linkletter?
I don't know.
Plays Samantha? Who's Samantha in the movie?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll pay attention to these names. Samantha?
Yeah.
That might be. I might know who she is. It probably is his wife because you could convince your wife to be in the 12-year movie.
If you're gonna be married that
Yeah,
long.
you just hope you're still married to her by the end.
Boyhood, Before Midnight. I don't know what that is.
That was
Up to
with.
Speed. TV show.
The Midnight
Bernie.
ones are Ethan Hawke and whatever, Julie Depp. I think that's her last name.
Wow, he did the remake of Bad News Bears. I didn't like that.
He did?
I
That's
didn't.
odd.
School of Rock. Yeah, I haven't seen anything that I've liked. But I've only seen two of them. I've only seen Bad News Bears and
Oh, Lorelai Linkletter's his daughter. She was the girl. She was the daughter in the movie.
Ah.
That makes sense. Put your daughter in. Waking Life. He did that one too. That was like half animate, like animated, based on real life movie.
All right, any other movies? I have a movie. I watched
Yeah, you go. You go.
American Sniper.
Oh, controversial.
I don't think there's much
I don't know if it's
controversial
controversial.
other than some of the stuff they're saying is not true, but he did kill what he killed. You know, he killed that many enemies as a sniper, and he did have the ending happen the way it happened. But it's a good movie, man. It's intense.
That's up for Best Picture too, isn't it?
I believe so. It's
We're
Clint
very t
Eastwood directed it, and
we're super topical.
but yeah, I the it's a really deep movie, I thought. It's an intense movie. It deals with like PTSD and stuff like that. It has intense sniper action scenes and stuff. Yeah, I'd recommend it to go see it if you could see it when it comes to the library.
Yeah, I'll see it when it comes to the
I don't
library.
want to give it away because it's about a sniper that has like four tours in the Middle East. And yeah, it's nominated for Best Director. Oh no, it won Best Director for National Board of Review. I don't know what it's nominated for. It doesn't say.
I'll put on hold the library. Okay, it's on
But
hold.
Bradley Cooper though is really, really amazing. He's had a good year because he was Rocket Raccoon and he's now the American Sniper. It's making a lot of money.
Was like number one, wasn't
I think it's going to be number one 2 weeks in a row. That other movie flopped, Black Hat, which was about
Which one's that?
hacking. I think it had Thor in it, the guy who plays Thor.
Oh,
That,
Black Hat.
yeah, it doesn't seem to do too well.
Did you get
But
good
yeah,
reviews?
I'd recommend American Sniper.
Yeah, I do want to see it.
Has good reviews
I like
on
Bradley
Rotten
Cooper. He's
Tomatoes.
good.
I do like him a lot. He doesn't look like the same actor though, except for his eyes,
But didn't
because
he like put on a bunch of weight or
he
something?
like put a bunch of muscle
Bulk
weight
up.
and bulked up. And you know how he's kind of like a lanky, thin actor for the most part? He's does it makes him look different when his face is fatter. But it was a good film. And what else did I see? Oh, the other movie I talked about in detail, so I'm not going to talk a lot about it now. But I saw Taxi Driver. First time.
You never saw that movie?
No, never. I saw it for Geek Brunch Retrocast, and
How'd you manage to not see that movie?
I don't know.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a
So what'd
bitch.
you think of it? You liked it?
I liked it, yeah. I thought it was pretty freaking intense.
It's a classic. I haven't seen that in such a long time. I should watch that again. Is that streaming somewhere?
No, I had to do the Netflix
Get the
DVD.
disc. Yeah.
Yeah. But that
It's a
was also
classic.
that movie, I think we talked about it for an hour. It was so, like, there's a lot to talk about there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a good movie, good acting, some big actors, Harvey Keitel, Robert De Niro, Albert Brooks, Sybil Shepherd, Jodie Foster, Harvey, did I say Harvey Keitel? Yeah, I did. The guy who played young Frankenstein or the monster, Peter Boyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie.
What did I see? I saw a movie. Are you done talking about?
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it because I've already talked about it for about
Yeah,
an hour.
I'll talk. I saw a movie called The Rover, starring Guy Pearce. It was okay. It's kind of a post-apocalyptic movie, but I think the apocalypse was the collapse of the monetary system. Like, they don't actually say in the movie what caused the collapse or what happened, but it takes place in Africa. It takes place in Australia, like in the outback, and everyone. No one has that much money, and everyone's kind of living on their own in these desolate towns. And gas is hard to come by, and
Mad Max.
yeah, kind of like a Mad Max type thing. And the only money anyone accepts is American money, even though they say in the movie that the money's actually not worth anything currently. But they only collect American money because I got probably because they feel. They figure if it does come back, then the American dollars will be the first thing to come back. So it starts out, this dude it goes into a shop, and while he's in this shop, his car gets stolen. Oh, this truck goes by, it like crashes and flips over. The guys get out of the truck, jump in his hot wire his car and take off in his car. So he gets in their truck, gets it unstuck and starts chasing them down the road. So, and then they get into like a shootout, and he ends up finding the so he goes back to he loses them at some point or yeah he loses them at some point and he goes back to where he started and finds Robert Pat what is his name? The Twilight guy, Robert Pattinson or whatever.
The what guy?
Twilight guy.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch that shit.
Like the main vampire in
Ro
Twilight.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
I only know that because I brought up IMDb because I don't
You
watch
don't
that.
have his pic you don't have his poster on your wall
I don't have it on my wall.
anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So he finds him and he's the brother of one of the guys who stole his car. And he's kind of like slow. He's like a slow guy. He's American, like a from the South, and kind of he's like slow. He actually did a really good job a acting in it. And then, so he says he knows where his brother was going, so they're gonna go find his brother. And basically, so it kind of becomes like a road movie almost, where they're going across the outback, stopping at these little towns, and killing a lot of people. So it's very violent. Lots of people getting killed. Like the main guy, he just like kills people left and right.
Yeah.
It was good. It's not very deep or anything, but it was well done. Depressing, but well done.
Yeah, all the movies I watched were depressing. American
So
Sniper, Taxi Driver, and Starship Troopers 2.
So that's Rover.
Rover, Rover, come over. Red Rover, Red Rover. I'm thinking of making a movie called Class Dismembered. Instead of saying Class Dismissed,
Yeah, class dismember is a much better catchphrase.
Class Dismembered.
That sounds like a B horror movie.
Yeah, a slasher film.
Yeah, definitely a slasher.
And the plot of this one is very weird because
Have you been thinking about this, or did you just think of
I just thought of it. See, I'm just
it?
like this idea, man. It's like bang, 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 bang. Class dismembered. So the plot of this is you think you have a normal school, but it's not a normal school. It's a high school where the teachers are in an auction or a bet to win a contest for millions of dollars that's funded by this weird organization if they could bring in heads of the kids that they teach. Class dismembered.
Class dismembered. Genius. I don't know how these teachers are going to get away with it. I guess they can, because they're upset too. They don't know what's going on. These kids in their class keep losing their heads.
Yeah. The teachers are in on it. They're
Yeah.
trying to win the money from the organization.
Right. But then
And it
by.
has to happen within 24 hours, so because they a lot of things are going to go missing. And supposedly this corporation has plotted it so all the teachers will look innocent.
I think that's the
They
more
already
the.
have a setup. They already have a setup so they can get away with it.
So the teachers are doing the beheading?
Yes. They actually have a head count. They take roll call. This corporation says, okay, it's time for roll call, and you bring all your heads.
I think it needs to be more than $1 million, though.
No, it'd have to be a lot of money. It'd have to be.
Because I don't think I would kill a bunch of kids for $1 million.
It's
I don't think. I maybe.
a billion dollars, plus
Think
you have to go, you'll leave the country.
Yeah, they have a private
Class
island. You get your own
dismembered.
island.
And remember, this is a horror movie.
All right, so it doesn't have to make too much sense.
It doesn't have to make so much sense.
And then at some point, one of the teachers has to turn up dead. And then it's like we're trying to figure out who's going after the teachers.
Yeah.
Is it the corporation? Is it
Or is
another
it
teacher?
the gym coach?
Or is it the janitor?
It could be the janitor. That's even better. The janitor is the hero of the story.
Yeah, he uncovers it.
Yeah.
The
It's
plot.
almost like the Toxic Avenger. He carries a mop.
And
And
he's people think he's slow and stupid.
yeah. And he ends up killing the teacher by sticking the mop in the mouth. Okay, that's ridiculous.
Maybe he drowns them in his bucket.
His bucket.
Pulls their head down with his mop.
Class dismembered.
He says, I'm going to clean up this school.
When I was in the 80s, there were stupid movies like that. I'm serious. There
Oh, yeah.
was
That's,
crazy shit.
this is a perfect B movie.
Yeah. But back then it was like a big thing to go to the video store and get direct to video stupid shit to watch.
Oh yeah, I love that stuff. Like
Yeah.
what was it? Was it Happy Birthday to Me or something like that?
Yeah.
That one of them. Or what was the one like Freak Show or something? Not Freak Show.
Yeah, Freaks.
No, I'm thinking of no, not Freaks. There was like a it's like a horror one.
It's like American Horror Story made a reference to the movie Freaks. It was pretty crazy.
Freaks is a great movie.
Yeah, it's that show is, I think American Horror Story Freaks is the most well, it's not my favorite horror thing that was told in American Horror Story. I think it's the consistently best series from episode to episode of American Horror Story. I like it.
I just looked up "Happy Birthday to Me." That's the one that had the cover of like a dude with his mouth wide open and someone's putting like
Cake in his mouth.
a skewer with like
You
meats
know
on it.
what's one that I liked a lot, but wasn't really stupid? Was April Fool's Day. Did you ever see that
Oh yeah,
one?
April Fool's Day. That was good, yeah.
That was one of those ones where you think you're a typical horror movie and then you're not.
Yeah.
That
Nope.
was amazing. I remember seeing that and it made it look like really creepy. Like this movie's got a killer on this island and is killing all the people. And then it flips it on the thing. April Fool's. I'm like, fuck.
There's My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah.
What was, I can't remember what that.
That's a great song. I forget who sings it. It's one of the alternative bands. Good Charlotte, I think. Bloody Valentine. Look at the lyrics to that. That's a good song. It's about a guy that likes this girl.
Funhouse. Maybe it's called Funhouse.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
I think that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, Funhouse with the clowns on the cover.
Yeah. Faces of Death. I used to watch those things. So, what else we got? TV or movies? I watched Gotham, Flash, and Arrow.
I'm not caught up in any of those.
So I will not talk about them
I did
other
watch I did watch
than
another Gotham, but I'm not.
Arkham Asylum one.
Yeah, the
What'd you
Arkham Asylum
think?
one. I liked it.
Yeah, that was a good one. That's my favorite of all the new series. I like the acting and I like the plots.
I like that they have Kat living with Bruce now.
Yeah.
It's an
She's not
interesting
anymore
dynamic.
though, is she?
She wasn't that one, I think.
Not in the asylum one, was she?
Oh no, the one that might have been the one before the asylum one. Another telemarketer.
Oh.
Geek Munch Podcast.
They're calling you a lot. You must be in
Oh,
a.
yes, I only have a minute. I'm terribly busy. I'm recording Geek Brunch Podcast. You can find it at geekbrunchpodcast.com. All right, gotta at do underscore what?
Yes, yeah. You could tweet me anything you want at do underscore what. That'd have been a good cruel joke.
Follow me on Twitter. Send me whatever you want.
Do underscore what? All right, so I guess we could jump to comics.
Let me think of any other TV. I don't think so.
So let's
Comics. Yes. What do you got?
comics. I read Holy Fuck
I read that too.
from
Number one.
Action Lab Entertainment.
Holy F star CK.
Holy fuck.
Holy frick.
Holy fuck, forgive me, Father. And on the cover it says Jesus don't take no mess. He likes guns, nudity, swearing, and explosions. Do you want fries with that?
So,
I think the title described how I felt about this book.
going into it, I thought it was going to be horribly stupid and terrible.
I
But
kind of thought it was kind of like an episode of South Park. That's how I felt. Because South Park pokes fun at like religion.
irreverent. It was very irreverent.
Yeah.
About as irreverent as you could get.
I thought the art was very inconsistent, though. Like,
Really? I didn't get that.
I thought some panels. Well, look at this one. Okay, so you're going around the story with Jesus and that nun, and then they arrive at Satan's bait. Look when they're going down the staircase. The guy couldn't even fucking draw eyes. What the fuck? It's like a half-assed job to me.
Trying to find Satan.
When they go to
Oh yeah,
Satan's.
that panel's pretty bad. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what happened in that panel.
Well, there's a couple of panels like that where I think the art is very, I don't know, this reminded me of an episode of South Park, because I felt South Park will tackle things that are uncomfortable with most people, and
All right,
it
push.
actually had the humor of South Park. And if you're real re religious, you'd hate this. Like this would like you would say, I gotta
Well, I
burn
mean,
this thing.
unless you have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
I get it. If you don't like seeing parodies of your deities, then stay away from it. If you're okay with that, then I love one of my favorite parts was the end that when they have the credits, inspired by the original novel, The Bible by God.
I didn't read that. And it's weird because they get to the Satan's bait, and then the de Satan and the devil go to embrace each other and kiss each other.
Yeah, so the story is it starts out.
By the scrotum of Moses, it's you. So if you, it's pretty bad.
It starts out with Jesus comes in on a motorcycle, guns a-blazing, and rescues this nun. And then it jumps back to when the nun recruited Jesus, and Jesus was doing a bunch of was smoking crack at a strip club or something.
With two women that are there naked.
Yeah, with naked women. And apparently a bunch of different deities are now alive, right? Because they were like, there's a corporation. Oh, hang on, I gotta answer this.
All right.
You can talk. All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Geekbrunchpodcast.com. So Jesus is blowing this dude. Oh no, wait. No, I'm sorry. That was another book.
Jeez.
Then so there's a corporation with all these deities who I can't remember what they're trying. Oh, they're gonna try and destroy the world
Yeah, they're
so
gonna
that
set all
people
the
will work.
nuclear stuff
So
over so they
people
can
will
start
worship them.
worship them.
Yeah.
In other words, cause an apocalypse so they have to turn to religion
Right.
and start praying.
But Jesus is gonna stop that or something.
The nun is trying to get him to stop it.
But then they go. Why do they go find Satan? I don't remember that.
Because they need help. They don't really say. They just say they're going to New they go to New Jersey, and then they all of a sudden when they're in New Jersey they see Satan's bait and they're like they run into the store. It doesn't say why.
Oh yeah, they don't know why they're here. He says, "I think I do." And then there's Satan. And then Jesus makes out with Satan.
That's weird. So what are you can continue with this one, or have you had enough?
Don't know.
I
Well, I can. What about you?
probably am not, because I think it's going to be more of the same. I don't like regret not. I don't care that I read it. It fell in, I liked it. It didn't fill in like I really liked it or I loved it.
Yeah.
I
Yeah, I thought
enjoyed
it
it.
was a good read, but I'm not hard pressed to know where the story's going after this. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Yeah, like you said, I mean, it was entertaining. I enjoyed reading it. And I'd probably enjoy the next issue, but there's nothing compelling me to. I don't feel like I have to read it. But I did like it.
So I read another Action Lab one called Zombie Tramp number 6.
Yes.
And it was, I'm enjoying the zombie tramps. They're very formulaic, but I really love them. I love the covers. I love the idea.
What's formulaic about them?
Well, it's kind of like she's a zombie, and she could like transfer her body. When she dies, she could transfer her body into another person, and she kind of looks like that person for a short amount of time, and then she morphs back into what the zombie tramp looks like. But it's putting her into like ridiculous situations. Like the first arc dealt with like this zombie Elvis or this Elvis monster that she had to take out. And now she's kind of like in a Fight Club situation where she had to take on a bunch of cholas. So I thought it was entertaining. I enjoy reading them.
Is it the
No,
same artist on all of them?
I think this is a new artist on this particular one, but it's a very similar style. Let me check because I did notice it looked slightly
Little
different.
different.
It must be successful because there's not too many ongoing. I think it's the highest selling Action Lab Danger Zone book
Oh,
for
really?
sure. Yeah. So volume two. Well, that's a mini series.
Be curious
Yeah,
to see if.
it's a different artist. It's an artist called Dennis. Well, actually, I don't know who the artist is for six. And I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately. I don't know where I put it. It must be upstairs. I must have read it before bed.
I wonder if Puppet Master will outsell it.
I
That's
don't
the
know.
danger zone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although,
I think overall Zombie Tramp will be their most popular one.
yeah, I guess Puppet Master was kind of a while ago.
Well, Zombie Tramp, let's just say this. My store here is not too indie friendly outside of like Dark Horse,
Image.
Dynamite, and Image and IDW.
Yeah.
Like that, they'll carry all that stuff. And some of the stuff they won't even carry unless people pre-order it. But they always stock Zombie Tramp, and it's usually gone. Like he usually orders like whoever orders Zombie Tramp, plus he'll put like three on the shelf, and
Couple
they're
of.
usually gone. Because the only reason I got into it and wanted to check, well, I've always been curious about it, but Andrew Peepoy was doing a cover. So I signed up for that, and I said, well, why don't I just get all of it? And I got what I could. I didn't get physical copies of every issue, but I got copies of what I could, and then I read digitally what I couldn't. So I'm all caught up. And I like it. And I it's on my pull list.
Yeah, I read the first issue, I think. And I did I enjoyed it. It was entertaining.
Yeah. It's just like it's lighthearted and fun,
Yeah, it was silly.
and the art is
It's
pretty
sexy.
cool. Yeah, it's pretty. It's it, and there's a couple artists that are different. They have like this Dennis Budd guy. He draws very similar to TMCUCHU Temuchu, but I like the Temuchu art better. Like you could see there's a difference. And then they have like risque covers that have nudity on them. And speaking of nudity, I read Black Kiss XXX Christmas in July special. Did you read this one?
No, but I think when did it come out?
It came right out about 8 months after Black Kiss 2.
Oh, I guess I didn't get it. I thought I had ordered that,
It
but I don't
was
remember.
a one shot.
Yeah, I thought I had gotten that, but I have not read it, so, and I don't remember getting it, so I must not have gotten it.
It is a weird series, and I don't think I ever fully understand it, but Dagmar is some kind of like succubus that lives through time, and she's got a dick, and she's got another girlfriend that travels along with her, and I can't tell if she's immortal too. I think she is because she didn't age. But the story revolves around Alona, who was once named Eunice. And she is essentially, her father puts her in a situation where he kind of like sells his daughter's body for sex to four individuals that are graduates from some college that are up and comers, and they have sex with her, and it's a revenge story. And the interesting thing is she starts off in 1910 when the rape is taking place, and it takes all the way till the, I think it's the 40s before she kills the last person. So it's a long, drawn out revenge story, kind of like a Tarantino revenge story, but really nasty. Well, you've read Black Kiss before, right?
Yeah, the
So
first.
you kind of know the how vile or how sexual it is. But yeah, the first guy gets taken out. He's like a racist, and it's funny because there he thinks he's getting a he's getting two women at the same time. Well, one of them has a penis, and bends him over and starts screwing him. And he start stop sticking your finger up my ass, and it's that's not my finger. But anyway, they hang they essentially tie him to a cross and burn him, and that takes care of the first one. The next one, I didn't understand at all. The one thing I have trouble understanding sometimes is how I get from one scene to the other in Black Kiss. But it seems like this guard escorts one of these women into this prison cell, and the prison cell is one of the guys that she wants revenge on, and she ends up killing him and one of the guards there too. They end up hanging themselves. At least she makes it look like they're hanging themselves. And then the other guy is a real religious guy who preys on young women, and they end up killing him and showing it on TV. You know, they show him having sex on TV because he's an evangelist, and then he gets arrested. No, he gets killed. And then the fourth one is a this happens like way late, so he's really old. This happens in 1962. So think about, we've already gone 52, we've gone from 1910 to 1962. And the last guy dies in 1962, and he's already an old man, and he's a Santa Claus in a mall, and they pretty much seduce him and then kill him. And then hang him pretty much from the ceiling at the mall with a wreath around his neck, and that's the end of that story. It's a weird series. I can't take my eyes off of it though.
Does have beautiful art.
Yeah, Howard Chaykin is really good.
I need to take a 5 minute break.
Okay.
So,
It's good for me to take a break too,
yay.
so I'll be here in 5 minutes.
All right.
All right.
I'm back.
Dokie.
Testing, testing.
1, 2, 3. You needed to go poop. You okay?
Yeah, I'm just checking email. Chris Campbell just tweeted a picture.
Yeah, first and
Looks good.
yeah.
Amazing. He's doing it. He didn't have the script yet.
He only has the concept ideas.
It's concept sketches.
Oh, he talked a little bit about it on DC Noise, and he was on there last night.
Okay.
But he had done this way before we recorded that. He had did this on yesterday morning. So, comic books, what else do you got?
I read, oh, sorry. Couple trades. First one, I'll do this one. I read Alex and Ada, Volume 1, from Image Comics by Jonathan Luna and Sarah Vaughn. And this collects issues 1 through 5 of Alex and Ada. This is the story. This is the one about a dude. So it takes place in the future. I'll set up the world. So it takes place in a future where we have technology is obviously advanced. The main things they now are, they have this thing called Prime Wave, which is essentially the internet connected to your head, kind of, where you can control things. Like you can turn the lights on and off. You can make phone calls. You can pretty much do anything just via your thoughts. So you can have like, you can call someone and have a conversation with them just via your thoughts. You don't even have to talk. So that's one thing they have. The other thing is, at some point in the past, so they have androids and like robots and things. And at some point in the past, one company was the first to market sentient robots. And there were, and it went bad, and one of the sentient robots decided he wanted to kill people and massacred like a bunch of people. So since that, and then after that happened, they initiated a new act saying that the sentient robots aren't allowed anymore. So all the robots that exist now aren't allowed to have sentience. So this one guy, the main guy in the story, Alex, he broke up with his girlfriend about 6 months ago, and he's all super depressed about it. And his grandmother decides for his birthday, his rich grandmother decides for his birthday to buy him this android that's, it's like this super advanced android that costs $800,000. She has one that she loves, so she decides to buy one for her son. And he's not really into the whole idea, and he doesn't even want it. So when he first gets it, he wants to send it back, but for some reason he decides to keep it. And he likes it, but he decides that he likes it, but he doesn't like it in that she pretty much just does what he wants. And like he goes away to work during the day, and she just stands there by the door waiting for him to come home. And then he tells her what to do. So he's not really enjoying this android. He wishes it was more like a real person. So he decides to investigate sentient robots. Oh, and at the same time, in the news is this other story about a robot who went to a rock concert and got into a fight with some people, and then the crowd like beat up this android and killed it. So they're speculating whether or not this android had sentience or not. So it's a story about sentient robots, basically, and the relationship between this dude and his robot. And it's really good. The art, of course, is awesome, but, I mean, it's Jonathan Luna, so you know what to expect when it comes to art if you've ever read anything by the Luna brothers.
Yeah, I love it. It's good stuff. Yeah. I only read the first issue of Alex and Ada. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it, but I got to get back on it at some point.
Are you still getting it?
Yeah, I liked it, so I kept getting it.
Yeah, it's just piled up. It's really good. And it was interesting that the first issue was written and drawn by Jonathan Luna, but the rest of the stories, or the rest of the issues, were co-written with Sarah Vaughn. But her writing's just as good, so it's really well told, and it's an interesting examination of sentient robots and what they would be like and what it means to be alive and things like that.
Yeah.
It's really good. And yeah, the art, I don't know, there's something about his art that it's just I really like. It's, I mean, it's a really clean style.
They're talented guys that do their own stuff, and you know, both the Luna brothers They haven't done anything that I didn't like, from Image. I don't know if they've done other stuff,
Yeah,
but
I don't know if they've done anything besides the Image stuff.
I wonder why one brother's working on this, what the other brother's doing.
Well, which was the br which brother did like that Dream comic?
A dream comic.
Yeah, remember there was a one of them did a Dream comic. I only read the first issue, so I don't remember
Who's
what
the
the
publisher?
it was Image.
Huh. Does it have the word dream in it?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Just look up what's his brother's name. There's
Moon
this was
Jonathan.
Jonathan and what was the other guy?
I see.
Me see if I can find it.
Luna.
Joshua. Look up Joshua Luna.
All right.
He might have done the other one.
Writer. No, we. Is he the writer or an artist? He's a writer, right?
I don't know. I thought they both did the art.
No, I think one of them's the artist. Jo I
Okay,
think
so
Jonathan's the
Jonathan's the
artist.
artist.
Joshua's the writer.
Okay.
So
Yeah, I don't know
it
what Joshua's doing.
contains. Find the title name. What the fuck? I'm gonna find that.
See, if you had Prime Wave, you could just think about it, and you would know.
Yeah, I wish I had Prime Wave.
Whispers. Yeah, he did do. Whispers was the one I was thinking of.
Find first
Yeah,
appearance, title fields, issue fields, writer, Joshua Luna. Luna. Joshua. Okay, he's done Girls, which was with his brother.
yeah.
He's done The Sword, which was with his brother. And that's all I have for him. That can't be. He's done
And
Ultra too.
he did Whispers. That was the one he did by himself. And he did the art in that too.
Piece of
And
shit.
his art is different than his brother's though.
Whispers.
Yeah. I read the first issue of Whispers, but I didn't continue on with that one. Jonathan.
Joshua Luna did the whole thing.
Yeah. Now Jonathan Luna is the art in Alex and Ada looks like the other Luna Brothers art. So he must have been the primary artist on their other stuff. But this is good. This is really good. I recommend it.
Ultra.
If you're into the sci-fi type stuff and robots and robot sentience and things of this nature.
That's good stuff. So I read my first Elephant Man. I never read it before. And I read issue 51, which has a number one on it, meaning that it's a good jumping on point.
Okay.
So this has been going on for quite some time, and this is my first exposure to it. I've known of it, but it's my first time I
Never
read
checked
it
it out. Okay.
by Richard Stark Stockings and Axel Madelon, and it opens up with the murder inside of an apartment of two middle class people. And there's a detective there that's there trying to solve a crime. And the interesting thing about this detective is he's got a wife that he's she seems to be a ghost. Like she's not physically there, but she's always there, like talking to him and nagging him as he's trying to solve this crime. And then Hip Flask, which is the hippopotamus detective, comes to investigate the scene with them. And there's a fight scene between him and another. He's an information agent, whatever that is. But he comes to the crime scene to try to investigate. And it's pretty good about like giving you definitions if you're a first-time reader. Like transgenetics are human-animal hybrids genetically engineered by the Maple Corporation for military deployment in the Afro-Sino War. They're rehabilitated by the United Nations. These creatures were gradually introduced into human society, and it's a derogatory term to use the term elephant man. So, like, if they say it, it's a derogatory term in society. So these were animals genetically
You're made for war.
made for war, and now they're integrated in society, and Hip Flask is a detective.
He's the
And they're trying to
main
find
guy.
out the murder of this. There's some weird shit going on here. They find a fridge that's opened, and half of the food or something that was there was removed because there's like ice on the bottom of the floor, and they don't know what it is. And Hip Flask falls through one of the balconies because he weighs too much. But they're still investigating that, and you find out at the end the catch to it is the detective goes back home after a long day of work, and he goes into his room and he's talking to his wife again, and his wife, you know, she's not there because Hip Flask never acknowledges her, like, and she's there, so she is like a ghost, and you do learn that she is a ghost, and that this detective had shot her. So she's a ghost that's hanging with her husband that had killed her. Because at the end, she's got like, it actually shows her bullet wound, and she says, what did he say to her? Oh, he goes, "Oh, honey, that's so sweet, but you know, you were so much in love with me before you killed me." So he's a detective who murdered his own wife. So that was pretty interesting. And I got this comic free at the last year at the Albuquerque Comic Expo. Richard Stockings was there, and he was giving out these things free.
Okay.
And this is my first exposure to it, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like all of them, and I get it in the I get the hardcovers, the big hardcovers.
Yeah.
And I need to I'm way behind on it. I do need to read that more. But I've enjoyed everything I've read in that world. I think it's an interesting little world he created. It's also obviously a passion of his because he's been doing it for a while and
It doesn't sell a lot.
putting his money into it, so
Yeah.
that's
It's like me and First and Ah. Put
right,
my own
a
money
passion
into it.
project. Friday Night Lights meets Jurassic Park
Yeah.
meets
It meets the
Night
Lost
of the
World.
Dead. Well, not Night of the Dead, meets Mad Max.
Yeah, I was thinking of some of that shit in there.
Cool. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I don't know what that means to me yet, though. I don't know if I'm
I don't
gonna.
know where you're gonna go from here.
Yeah. Because I either go back issues or I'd go trades. And I have the first trade here somewhere.
Oh, you do?
No, I have the trade for this issue that he spawned off.
Okay.
So he had like these sample comics and he was selling that trade.
Okay.
I just have to find the damn thing. I'm not good at finding the trades, which is the opposite of the issues, right? You think a trade would be easier to find? Well, not in my house.
You don't have the nice boxes for that.
Yeah. They don't make their way into the bookshelf. They make their way into piles.
Know how that goes.
I
As I try and look through the piles for my next book to talk about. Piles and piles, and I knocked over a pile earlier. And the other day I knocked over a pile and it was a good thing because I found something I had been looking for a while.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's bad when you know you have something and you can't find it. That's
I
the
know.
worst.
It was I wanted to, this I couldn't find Voice in the Dark Volume 1. And I've been meaning to read it. But I found it, so now I can read it. I'm excited to read it. But I did read Velvet Volume 1 from Image Comics by Ed Brubaker and Steve Epting with colors by Elizabeth Brew Brettweiser Brightweiser Breitweiser And I mention her because the color in this is awesome. Love it. So this is one of Brubaker's. I think didn't Brubaker and Epting do Captain America 2?
Yes.
Was that his artist on that?
Yes.
Yeah. So they've worked together. So anyone who's read that should be familiar with what they're going for here. So this is about a secret. A secret. I don't know if it's an American organization or where they're based out of, London maybe, or world. They may just be a worldwide organization of secret spies. And the main character is Velvet Templeton, I think is her last name, and she is a. You find out in the first issue that she is a secret spy within an organization of secret spies. So she was an agent of this spy network, but no one knew that she was a spy except for some of the higher ups. So she was a secret even to the other spies. And this book is about how does this start out? Oh, this on a routine mission, one of the spies gets murdered. And this is like one of their most expert spies, and the way he got killed is like after he completed his mission, he was on his way back to his hotel or whatever, and he got shot. So it was obvious that it was someone who knew about the mission who had killed him, because otherwise they wouldn't have found him or known he was there or whatever. So they figure it's an inside job. So she's trying to figure out, and she was friendly with this one agent, and so she's trying to figure out what happened to this guy and who killed him, and then she goes to investigate it and finds another guy. She goes to talk to one guy, another guy, and it turns out he's dead, and then she gets framed for his murder, and then she goes on the run. So it's all about her trying to put together the pieces to figure out what happened to this guy and the conspiracy behind it all, and like who in the organization was in on it and things like that. So it's a big undercover spy type espionage book. It's really well done, really well written. The main character, Velvet, is an interesting character because it's something you don't often see, I guess, like a woman in her 40s is as the main kick-ass spy. And the art is, of course, beautiful. So it's good.
Yeah, that was good. I liked it. What else? What else we got? I read Conan and Red Sonja number one.
I did not get that one.
That was Gail
Thank you.
Simone, Jim Zub, and Dan Panosian production. It's a cross company crossover between Dark Horse and Dynamite. And Red Sonja is no stranger to Conan, as she first appeared in the comics in the Conan magazine, which I have the first appearance of her. And I get all the Dynamite and I get all the Conan books as well from Dark Horse because I like the characters. So this is like a done deal.
And at one point, Marvel had both characters, right?
Yeah, in
Licenses.
Conan, yeah. They were always licenses, though. They were never owned by them.
Right. Yeah, they had the
Yeah.
license.
So this series takes off with an interesting premise that's on an isle. It's like an island off the coast of Zingara, and somebody comes with a seed, and he's paying this farmer to plant this seed. And you find out later what that seed does, but then the scene cuts to like a coliseum where there's a fight going on, and instead of human beings fighting, they have animals fighting, like a lion versus a panther, and there's looks like there's a dead elephant in there. And there's this one guy who like goes and hunts animals, and then he puts them in the Colosseum and fights them for the crowd. And Red Sonja hates that. You know, she hates the fact that he's killing animals for no reason. So she kind of like blackmails him. She's like, says, "Okay, we'll show up and have sex." He doesn't know it's Red Sonja. We'll have sex, blah blah blah. And he shows up, and she pretty much knocks him on his ass, and he calls him a tormentor of animals. And she wants the key that he has towards the princess's room. And she goes to the princess's room, and Conan is doing the same sort of thing. So they were both mercenaries that were hired to go find this box that had some artifact in it. And they didn't know what was in the artifact. But you find out later on that they open the box, and it's the seed that was planted at this isle. And they have actually a fight scene between Conan and Red Sonja before they come to terms. And they kill the guy that hired them to get the seeds, because they realize that this guy's corrupt, and if they plant the seeds, it can mean the death of the earth. Because these seeds are basically, they put them in, these like blood seeds, and then it kills all life. And that's what happened on that aisle. So it was a cool issue, good starting point for that series. I like the art too. Dan Panosian did a good job.
And did they co did there's two writers, right? Did they co-write it, or were there two stories?
It's co-written.
Okay.
Jim Zub and Gail Simone,
Yeah.
co-writers. I don't know what that means. It's always hard to break that down. You know, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I thought what would happen is, I thought that like Gail Simone would do the Red Sonja because she's working for Dynamite, you know, doing Red Sonja, and Jim Zub might do the Dark, the Conan piece, but I don't know how that collaboration is working.
Yeah, worked out.
Did you read Star Wars number one?
Have not got it yet.
I don't want to spoil it, but I'll say it's pretty good.
Selling like hotcakes.
Yes, it's already on the second print too.
Have they said what the official numbers are yet for the first print?
It's over 1 million,
Yeah.
which is crazy. It could go over, it could hit like Spawn and X-Men numbers when Marvel released it. And McFarlane's Spider-Man numbers.
Yeah.
It could go above them, because they also got like loot crate deals and stuff too. So that number could be huge.
Okay. Yeah, all the variants and stuff.
I liked it. It was a good setup. It was just as good as Brian Wood's Star Wars. So it's not better than what Dark Horse was doing, but it's just as good, which I usually gave a 4 out of 5 or a 5 out of 5 to the Star Wars books for that particular
Yeah,
main
for
title.
Dark Horse ones.
Yeah. I like the Dark Horse ones that focus on the characters that I know. I don't so much get the ones that are like, you know, with characters that they've made up in their world. Only like the main trilogy stuff. And then the only ones that you probably didn't read, but I read the Valiant number one. Did we talk about that? Did you
No,
read
but I did read it.
that? I really liked that one.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good setup for the miniseries.
Yeah, that one, the main villain is the immortal enemy who came from the previous Valiant universe. And it's like him and Galad fight over time, over and over and over and over again, and
It's a
he
Eternal
ends up,
Warrior, right?
yeah, Eternal Warrior, and he always gets a scar and loses a geomancer.
He always gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, and loses a geomancer, and now there's a new geomancer, which is it's kind of interesting because she was the PR consultant for Zorn Industries, and if you've been reading XO, Zorn Industries is the guy who has the Armorines, and he's a real asshole. So She's the new geomancer, and then they basically Galad needs to go get help because he knows he's failed
Yeah, he
two
says
strikes.
working doing it alone hasn't worked yet, so he needs
Yeah.
some help.
And has a good scene there with Archer. I mean, Armstrong drinking his ass off while he's talking to the geomancer, talking about his brother. And then I don't remember if issue one or two had Ninjak in it.
No, it had an XO at the end.
Had Bloodshot too. That it
Yeah, and
focused
Blood.
on Bloodshot trying to retrieve an artifact
Yeah, Bloodshot
from
was trying to retrieve an
Project
artifact.
Rising Spirit. The
Right.
art was amazing by Pablo Rivera. I liked it a lot.
And I like that at the end they have like they show like process pages, like pages of the artwork where they show like the ink or the pencil and the ink and stuff and the color version and comments by Paulo. And he mentions in one of them that his father actually did some of the inking. And he is listed in the credits. I don't know. I like it when your father's like doing the inking for the
Yeah, that is cool.
art. That's cool. Like dad's doing the inking. Yeah, Joe Rivera.
So that did you order number two, or are you waiting on the trade on that one?
I'll get the trade. I get the trade for the.
And that was Jeff Lemire, Matt Kent, and Paulo Rivera, and Joe
Doing the
Rivera.
co-writing again.
And on this one, I don't usually splurge on alt covers, but I had to get the Matt Kent and Lemire covers.
Ah.
So, costed some extra money.
Yeah, I just got the standard one.
And I read issue two, and it's just as good. So, that continues to be good. And then I read Ivar Timewalker number one.
Cool.
I don't know if you got that.
I don't have it yet. I don't remember if I ordered it. I think I got some at my door. Hang on a sec.
Okay. Someone's knocking at my door. Somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor and open the door. Let 'em in. Oh, yeah. So, what else do I have to talk about here? I read a comic book called Bloodskirt, and this was a parody off of Bloodsport. I mean, Bloodsport. Bloodsport is a Rob Liefeld. No, Bloodsport is a villain for Superman. Bloodshot. And this, in the 90s, there was a company called Spoof Comics that came out. They would do spoofs on various hot titles. And because Valiant at the time was really, really hot, it did a couple of Valiant spoofs. And I'm a kind of like a completist for Valiant. So they did one on Hardcore. It was called Softcore. I don't have that one yet. And they also did one on Unity called Impunity. Gender is not absolute. So they've done a couple of spoofs, but this was my first spoof comic. It's in black and white. Year? I don't. It doesn't have the year on this, unfortunately. I don't see the like copyright. But it is a female in Tokyo, and they kind of poke fun of it, but it really doesn't come across as like a funny parody. You got three guys that are always singing Bloodskirt in the tone of Love Shack Baby from the B-52s, and that's annoying as hell. And she ends up finding a monster called Camera, and the cat Camera is a huge turtle, in Tokyo that walks really slow and takes pictures of everything. So he basically destroys all of Tokyo while he's taking pictures of his destruction. So her job was to take the camera away from Kamura and draw him into a nuclear reactor and destroy him. And she thought he did destroy him, but what actually happened is it went in there and mutated, and it became Kamura became Sodzilla, and she basically fought Sodzilla. So that is what happened in Blood Skirt number one from the 90s.
A blood skirt?
Yeah, I was talking
I
about Blood Skirt.
yeah, I saw you posting that stuff. I'm like, dang, I didn't even heard about any of that stuff.
Yeah, I was talking a little bit about spoof comics. It wasn't really good, but I think I'm gonna seek out the rest of the ones that are related to Valiant, just to be a
Valiant, yeah.
completist. There's Impunity, which makes fun of U Unity, and then there's Softcore, which makes fun of hardcore. So, yeah.
Good
And
stuff.
yeah,
Guess.
if you like time travel, you'll like Time Walker too. It's really good.
Yeah, I probably got the. Did that just come out?
Yeah, this week.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure I ordered it.
I had to read it for the Valiant podcast, which we're going to record this coming week. So I thought I'd read it this weekend. And I think the only other book that I want to talk about that's outside of Star Wars, and I don't want to spoil that because it's kind of plot driven. Like, if I say anything about it, it kind of gives it away.
Okay.
I read All New Captain America 2 and 3, and that continues to be an interesting read. It's not my favorite. The Falcon is Captain America now. And he's fighting a lot of the Captain America villains that were, Nazis and such. And they have captured Cap's son that he met in the Dimension Z and supposedly killed him. And Falcon is trying to defeat them. And the only other book I have is Sheena. I finally read the final issue of Sheena, Queen of the Jungle from Moonstone, and that turned out to be pretty good. Pretty solid for a Moonstone book. They're kind of average, but they do a lot of pulp stuff, and I like pulp.
They do lots. That's all
Yeah.
they do, isn't it?
But they're doing less and less comics nowadays. They're doing more and more novels. It's weird.
Okay.
They're like soliciting novels in the comic section. And
Pulp novels?
yeah, like they'll do Kolchak, the
Like
stock
Stalker.
Night Stalker, and they'll do shadow type books, but they're the novels because I think
Okay.
like Dynamite's doing the comics, so they can't do it. I don't know what the legality of it is. And they do a lot of like Lady Domino. But I like the Sheena book, and it looked like there might be a sequel because it didn't leave on a cliffhanger. It had a conclusion, but it left on a note that could have a follow-up series. And she was dealing with like these jaguar people that they tried to kill her panther, and then there's all kinds of other politics that are going on. And Sheena in this world is like a rich person that owns a mansion, and that's her alias. And she goes out and does stuff as Sheena in her leopard bathing suit. The art was kind of okay. It wasn't great, but it was really functional. It did good sequential art. There was nothing there that I didn't understand. So the story was by David de Souza, and the script was by Paul D. Story, and the artist was Sean McCauley. So that was a good series. I wish they'd do more. I like women in jungle outfit.
Thongs.
Yeah.
Tiger spandex.
That's right. You got anything else?
No, the only other thing I read was the first volume of Injustice, Gods Among Us,
Oh, that's
which
good.
came out a while ago.
I
Yeah.
like it a lot anyway.
It's awesome. And there's two artists doing it. I think I prefer the Jeremy Ropick art over the other guy. One's like a cleaner art and one's like a rougher style.
Yeah, I didn't care for either artist personally, but the story's so damn good. The art was functional for both.
Yeah. I like the first guy. I think his was the first. I just like his. I like his like the layouts of his panels. I think he does a good job with the layouts.
Yeah.
The other guy's good. I mean, very. He's like a cleaner style. But I like the layouts of the other guy better. But yeah, story is awesome.
Yeah, I agree.
Have to get the next volume. See what happens. That bastard Superman.
Well, he did lose his wife and lose his marbles.
Yes, he did. He suffered greatly. He killed his own wife.
Yeah, that's traumatic.
That would be traumatic.
Thinking he was killing Doomsday. Any others?
Nope, that's it for me.
Right, we got food now. What do you got for food? What are you gonna eat? Are you gotta be hungry right now.
No, not that. I had lunch before the show.
What did you eat?
I ate leftover pizza.
Ah, that sounds good. Sausage and pepperoni.
Sausage. Mushrooms, onion, and olive.
Damn.
Delicious.
Man, you really don't want to eat that meat. Would you eat that meat if you were starving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was an apocalypse and
Yeah.
all there was to eat was meat, yes, I would eat it.
Dinosaur meat. All the plants are poison. I'm gonna make sure that's a point in my person. Ah. There won't be any like vegetarians. Oh, there will be. The one of the football players could be a vegetarian, but he eats something and he dies. He gets sick. It's a bad mushroom.
Now you're going into zombie fungus territory.
So, Barb did make chicken in the pressure cooker, and it came out really good. It was chicken, and she put in a Dr. Pepper in there, and it was delicious. The thing scares me with all the noise it makes because of the pressure, but it cooks things like in 7 minutes or 17
Did she
minutes,
get
and it's done.
a new gadget, huh?
Yeah, we've had this, but we just started using it, and she's been watching like infomercials on the pressure cooker, and there's a lot of recipes and stuff you could get online. There's a lot you can cook in a pressure cooker in really relatively short periods of time. So like if you have all the stuff cut up in the
They just
refrigerator, you
toss
just
it all in there.
drop it in, and in 17 minutes your meal's made and ready to go. You put all the sauce in there and everything, you're ready to go.
I always see them using pressure cookers on the cooking shows, like the cooking contest shows, just because it's fast.
Yeah.
They do a lot of stuff in there.
So that was funny, that little discussion, that the point that you made, classes dismissed because of comics and history. And then he comes back with his response, which was pretty witty. At least I thought it was.
Yes, telling us how he can't steal stuff from
Yeah,
Canada.
see how do you see how I stole his phrase and I made it into a horror movie? Class dismembered.
Yep, I noticed that.
Yeah.
Perfect. You can do that because
That's a spoof off of it.
Spoofing it, you're spoofing.
But it's spoofed just like Bloodskirt. I
That's right.
expected Bloodskirt though to be like funny, like, and it really was more serious
That
and
was a
stupid.
serious take.
Yeah, serious and stupid. So that's it. You've listened to Geek Brunch and you've learned a lot of things. You've learned how to handle telemarketers. Next time you get a telemarketer, tell them you're listening to Geek Brunch.
I can't talk now. I'm listening to Geek
I
Brunch.
was listening to Geek Brunch, and you can find them at www.geekbrunchpodcast.com, or you could contact Mike and Bill at @dbm00 or at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitters, or you could send them email, or you could send everything to @do_what.
He's the
On the
friendly one.
Twitter. Yeah, he's the friendly one. He'll come after you. And then our emails are Mike, Micah, and Bill at @do_what. From last I heard from Micah is he's getting his finals done, I think this week. And he's done with that semester. And then he's on break all the way until April before he starts his other semester.
Oh yeah, they had weird semesters over there.
So he's got a long break, which should be a lot of fun because I always like breaks. As long as you have money to do stuff, you're fine.
Is he staying over there for the whole break?
Yeah, I believe so. I even believe Clara's gonna go see him,
Nice. I
but
don't. I. It's weird. I don't remember receiving his invitation.
Oh, to go over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Did
he's disowning us, is what I think.
you
He's tired of our filth.
get our shenanigans?
Yeah, our shenanigans. This is ridiculous nonsense.
Yeah, when's he gonna be on again? I thought we were gonna schedule one so he could be on. Maybe when he's on
Maybe
break after finals.
during break, we could talk to him and see if he wants to have a conversation. So you have all our emails, you have our contact site. Oh, by the way, I bought the first appearance of Mixel Mixoplick. How about that?
What was that in?
Superman. Superman number 30.
Yeah, I don't have that one. Shocking. You keep mentioning stuff on Facebook and stuff that I keep putting on my wish list at my comic shop.
Like what?
I'll never buy. I don't know. Like blood skirt.
Bloodskirt. There's another one. I don't know if you joined the In the Valiant page, but I post a lot of shit there. That's the one that I run.
Yeah, I think I'm on that one. Yeah,
And
you're doing a bunch of.
yeah, I found I was missing some issues, and I thought I had a complete run, but there's like two magazines that Acclaim published of Turok that I'm trying to seek out. And I closed a deal on those, so hopefully those will come soon. And then I'm just missing two other one-shots that I didn't even know existed. And then one crazy reprint from a Magnus comic that wasn't even called Magnus. It's some weird Captain something in the Aliens or something.
Really? When
Yeah.
was that? Like early or late? Was it Claim or Valiant?
No, it was Valiant first
Okay.
series. Matter, I can look it up real quick. It'll take a second.
Weird. I haven't heard of that one. I hadn't heard of those magazines either. Those are Claim
That's why.
magazines.
So, like, if I look under Valiant, I'll find it's called Captain Joyner and the Aliens. And it was two issues, and it says some of the most popular characters came from Dell Comics and in the pages of Magnus Robot Fighter. Valiant recolored the art and created new covers of the reprinting of this story. So it's like a reprint from Magnus Robot Fighter, Gold Key 1 through 7. And I don't have those reprints, so I gotta find them.
What was it called?
I don't even think this I knew this existed. It's Captain Joyner and the or Johnner, if that's how you want to, Johnner and the aliens, Captain Johnner and the aliens. So every time I do some research, I find I'm missing something I didn't know I was missing.
Well, they're cheap at my comic shop, so.
Yeah. I already have one coming in the mail. My next purchase with my comic shop, I'll get the other.
Yeah.
But the magazines my comic shop didn't have.
Okay. Yeah, so it looks like it is just a reprint of Gold Key comics.
I'm just getting it to be complete. And
Yeah.
then the only thing I'm missing from Valiant are the things that they did before they did the Valiant Universe. They did
Mario?
Mario. Well, they did the Mario Brothers. They did
Nintendo.
Legend of Zelda,
Yeah.
Nintendo Power, and the Wrestling Federation stuff.
Oh, that's right.
And I really don't care if I get those. If I get those, like, I'm not interested in any of those properties. But if I
Yeah.
get them, I'm getting them just to be say I have everything, right? It's more, I don't
That
think
to
I
be
would.
complete.
I don't think I would read that. I really don't.
You're not gonna read the
Mario?
Ultimate Warrior's workout?
I don't think I want to read it, no. I have a bad attitude towards wrestling, and it's just because I always thought it was real, and I went to
Yeah.
my first fight, and I was I it was like the worst thing ever. It was so obviously not real from where we were sitting.
You could see that they weren't actually
I could
hitting
see
each other.
the chair wasn't even close, and there was fake blood, and I could see this and from the angle I was at, and me and Barb were just staring at each other and saying, "What the fuck?"
Crushed your.
Yeah, it crushed my vision of wrestling, and I've never watched it ever again.
I just looked up one of these WWF comics.
Yeah.
Art by Don Perlin and David Laffam.
Oh yeah, they have some great creators. The other thing that the Valiant
I didn't know he was working for him back when they were doing that stuff.
Well, the
Wow.
other thing that you would be interested in, I think, if you're going the Valiant route, is Valiant did a crime noir run, and a lot of them were like called The Grackle by Mark Baron and Paul Gulacy. And then there was, let's see, what else was there? Armed and Dangerous was another series that was by Bob Hall with art by Bob Hall and of Shadow Man. You know, so they explored a lot of other stuff.
I don't think I have any of that stuff.
And then they had the Windjammer run, which was like creator-owned stuff. And I don't have much of that, but I love comics. I can look at them all day if I really wish it was an occupation, because I think I'd be good at it.
Comic book reader.
Yeah. Unless my first and makes millions, I'll be working the rest of my life.
Never know. Anything could happen. First and
I'm gonna
Arg.
put a lot of it in there too, like a lot of args. Ah, like when people are getting bit. Ah, or even in the football scenes when they're getting hit. Ah, it's gonna be fun.
Oh, Windjammer brought out Valeria the She-Bat. I remember that comic.
It used to be I thought Valeria the She-Bat used to be at
Oh, continuity.
Continuity.
Apparently it was, and then it moved to Windjammer. Or they reprinted it, maybe.
Yeah, Windjammer is
Fascinating.
interesting. There's not much there, but I think Samurai was Windjammer. Bar Sinister I have that one. That was a Mike Grell. That's why I have it. You know, I'm a big Mike
Okay.
Grell
Yeah.
fan. Nighthawk. Let's see who did that. That was Neil Adams did Nighthawk. So it looks like Windjammer was like continuity when it wasn't continuity.
Yeah, they just bought continuity apparently, or everyone from continuity when that went under, they just
Migrated over.
brought their stuff over. Yeah.
The other one is Starjammer by Mike Grell, and I didn't know that was a Windjammer. That one's an interesting one because on the first two issues of the Windjammer, it has the Valiant logo. I gotta get this. Son of a bitch. Don't tell Barb. She listens to this. Build said this. She said to look up Windjammer. I was ready to stop the episode, Barb. I was ready to stop the episode, and Bill said, "Why don't we talk about Windjammer?" Do you see what he did? All right. Well, you know where to reach us, and don't forget to when you get the bad phone calls, to point them into Geek Brunch. And you,
This.
and what you will notice is that you don't get those bad phone calls after a
Sure.
while, because they'll be busy listening to Geek
They'll be
Brunch.
too busy enjoying themselves
Yeah, that's right.
and finding purpose in their lives.
Instead of bothering you.
But instead of bothering people all day long.
And the world would be a much better place if they just listened to Geek Brunch.
Exactly.
All right, well, have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.